Wasn't that wonderful preaching in the prayer service and wonderful singing all through the service? 1 Samuel chapter 11, verse number 1. Then Nahash the Ammonite came up and encamped against Jabesh-Gilead. And all the men of Jabesh said unto Nahash, make a covenant with us, and we will serve thee. And Nahash the Ammonite answered them, on this condition will I make a covenant with you, that I may thrust out all your right eyes and lay it for a reproach upon all Israel. And the elders of Jabesh said unto him, give us 7 days respite, that we may send messengers unto all the coast of Israel. And then if there be no man to save us, we will come out to thee. Then came the messengers to Gibeah of Saul and told the tidings in the ears of the people. And all the people lifted up their voices and wept. And behold, Saul came after the herd out of the field. And Saul said, what aileth the people that they weep? And they told him the tidings of the men of Jabesh. And the Spirit of God came upon Saul when he heard those tidings, and his anger was kindled greatly. And he took a yoke of oxen and hewed them in pieces and sent them throughout all the coast of Israel by the hands of messengers, saying, whosoever come not forth after Saul and after Samuel, so shall it be done unto his oxen. And the fear of the Lord fell on the people, and they came out with one consent. And when he numbered them as Bezek, the children of Israel were 300,000, and the men of Judah 30,000. And they said unto the messengers that came, thus shall ye say unto the men of Jabesh-Gilead, tomorrow by the time the sun be hot, ye shall have help. And the messengers came and showed it unto the men of Jabesh, and they were glad. Therefore the men of Jabesh said, tomorrow we will come out to you, and ye shall do with us all that seemeth good unto you. And it was so on the morrow that Saul put the people in three companies, and they came into the midst of the host in the morning watch and slew the Ammonites until the heat of the day. And it came to pass that they which remained were scattered, so that two of them were not left together. And the people said unto Samuel, who is he that said, shall Saul reign over us? Bring the men that we may put them to death. And Saul said, there shall not a man be put to death this day, for today the Lord hath brought salvation in Israel. Amen. I want you to notice again, we've already accented it and emphasized it, but verse number 9, and they said it to the messengers that came, thus shall you say unto the men of Jabesh-Gilead, tomorrow by the time the sun be hot, ye shall have help. Ye shall have help. Would you stretch your hand this way? Ask the Lord to help us. Precious Heavenly Father, God, we realize, Lord, that we need your help here this evening. God, we're asking for help. We need your help. We ask, God, that you'd help us deliver our soul. God, help us to understand what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Move in these altars. Encourage, Lord. Lift up your people in Jesus' name. And we give you all the praise, for there is none other. And the congregation said, amen. And they said unto the messengers that came, thus shall ye say unto the men of Jabesh-Gilead, tomorrow by the time the sun be hot, ye shall have help. Hallelujah. Amen. How many know that we're in a spiritual warfare? Amen. The wrestling matches on, even though the writer says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but he doesn't allude to the fact or even refer to the fact that we're not in a wrestling match. We are in a wrestling match. Amen. We are in a warfare. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but he said they're mighty through God. Amen. We are in a spiritual battle. We are in a spiritual warfare. And I'll tell you the truth, maybe it's because I'm more sensitive to it, or maybe it's because I'm older and maybe a little wiser. I hope I am. I see the battle raging in churches across the country. I've never seen a time when pastors are just seem like they're up against it, and discouragement and spirits, amen, have infiltrated the holiness meeting. The devil's trying to pull us down. We are in a battle. Hallelujah. And in this spiritual battle, amen, there will be times, no matter how formidable or how trained that you are,
No matter how strong that you are, amen, the only thing that'll help you is if you get some help. Hallelujah. There'll be a time in your spiritual battle when if you're going to make it, you're going to have help. Can somebody shout amen? Oh, you may have fought hard and long. You may have fought gallantly. Amen. You may have struggled and God has helped you hitherto. Amen. But there'll come a time in our Christian experience, and no doubt it's already in many of your experiences and many of your lives, amen, that you came up against something, amen, where you needed somebody to come by and help you through that valley. Somebody to come by and help you through that battle. Will somebody shout amen? Now I know ultimately our help comes from the Lord. I know if there's any help, God has to be in the equation somewhere. Amen. But I cannot overlook and ignore the fact that this particular scripture, amen, it's actually talking about people helping people. Amen. It's actually talking about the analogy is wrong here. The picture is painted, amen, about soldier helping soldier. Amen. Warrior standing next to warrior and helping him fighting, amen, their common enemy together, fighting alongside of each other. Will somebody shout amen? And this help business, it's a two-edged sword. Amen. On one edge, it's a recipient. On the other edge, amen, it's a resource. Amen. You can either be a recipient of help or you can be a resource of help. If I'm in need tonight and you help me, amen, I have become the recipient of help. If you're in need tonight and God helps me to help you, then I have become the resource of help. And I tell you the truth, I like to catch it on both sides, wouldn't you? Amen. I like to catch it both coming and a going. Amen. I like to think tonight that if I really need help, and I do, amen, I like to think I could get it. I like to think if I cried out for help tonight, there'd be somebody to come and stand beside me and help me fight this battle. Amen. That's a rage. And somebody shout amen. And on the other hand, I like to think that I'm sensitive enough, amen, to the Spirit of the Lord, that if somebody else was needing help, amen, that I'd have the heart and the compassion. Amen. I'd have the character. Amen. That I would go to that certain individual and I'd help that individual and become not only a recipient of help and you helping me, but a resource of help to that individual that needs help. Praise the Lamb of God. And I wonder tonight, amen, if there would be a soldier here of this battalion of the Highway of Holiness. I wonder if you're here tonight and you fought the battle, amen, but the battle's become weary and your hands are hanging low. Amen. I wonder tonight if there's someone here under the sound of my voice, amen, that if you, amen, would not lift your hand and say, I need help, amen, that the rest of this battalion would not gather around you, amen, and say the same words that Saul gave the messengers to tell Jabesh Gilead. Ye shall have help. Hallelujah. Now with that foundation laid, amen, I'd like to divide this chapter into four different categories. Amen. The first category I'd like, the division I'd like to talk about tonight is the attack without help. Amen. In verse number 1, the Bible reads, then Nahash the Ammonite. Amen. That name Nahash means snake or serpent. Hallelujah. Amen. That word Ammonite means tribe. Glory to God. Amen. And then Nahash the Ammonite came up and encamped against Jabesh, which means dry, and Gilead, which means testimony. Hallelujah. Now hang on to your hats, because when you put it all together, amen, it says the snake and his tribe came up and encamped against those with dry testimony. Glory to God. Amen. Well, we have no problem. It doesn't take a brain surgeon or a rocket scientist to figure out who the snake is, who the serpent is. The adversary, old Slewfit, old Hornhead, Lucifer, the son of the morning, amen, and so for the deceiver, amen, the adversary of our soul, as I've already, amen, and I will reiterate on that, amen, but who is, amen, the one I'd like to find out who, amen, is and identify tonight is those with dry testimony. Yeah. Hallelujah. We know who the snake is. We know who the tribe is, his imps, the other calling angels, demons, so forth, so on. Amen. But who are those with dry testimony? testimony. I want you to notice I did not say they had lost their testimony. I did not say they were, amen, without testimony. Amen. I'm just saying that they are those that have a dry testimony. Amen. Well, I'll tell you who they are. They're me sometimes, and they're you sometimes. Can somebody shout amen? Glory to God. Amen. And you know, we get to the place where we learn how to testify. Amen. We get to the place where we learn the song, the words of the song. Brother Collins, amen. He's a great one to want us to memorize a song. Amen. Get them books out of the way and let's sing it enough until we get it memorized. Amen. We learn how to memorize songs and we learn how to sing. And I heard preachers say, well, amen, I'm glad I haven't learned how to preach, but we do that too. Amen. We learn how to preach. Amen. We know how to say the words sometimes. And amen, we know how to get up here and read scriptures and sometimes quote them and put a message together. But just because we're testifying, and just because we're singing, and just because we're even preaching, amen, doesn't mean, amen, that it is not dry. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, we haven't come tonight, amen, without a testimony. We haven't come tonight without a sermon. We haven't come tonight without a song. Amen. But sometimes, even though we carry our briefcases full of those things, amen, and we've got even things memorized and sayings in our heart, amen, and we come to the church, amen, and we even will stand to testify. Amen. Sometimes, amen, doing the best you can, amen, you'll find out that your testimony, amen, is sometimes dry. Can you shout amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. It'd be one thing if the devil would attack us, amen, when things were wet, when we were drinking from the fountain of living water. Amen. It'd be one thing, amen, if the devil would attack us, amen, when we're strolling in the dew of Mount Hermon. Amen. It'd be one thing, amen, if old Slewfoot would come our way, amen, and try to confront us. Amen. When we're enjoying the blessings of the latter rain, when the Holy Ghost is falling and the honey is dripping off the trees. Amen. That'd be one thing. Amen. But you know, the devil, he's a pretty smart cookie in some things. Hallelujah. Amen. He's figured out, amen, like the boxers are trained. Amen. When you kept somebody weak, amen, when you know that you've hurt your opponent, you see his knees buckle, amen, that's not the time to let up, amen, but that's the time to wait on in and finish off, amen, your opponent. And the devil realizes, amen, that when we're dry and when we're walking through that valley of dry testimony, amen, that's his prime time, if you will, amen, to pull somebody all the way under and knock them off the way of the highway of holiness. Will somebody shout amen? Amen. Glory to God. And I want you to notice here, when they was dry, amen, they did a terrible thing, and they probably wouldn't even thought about it if things, conditions would have been different. But when they were dry, they actually tried to make a covenant with the snake. Hallelujah. Amen. I know they were afraid. I realize that. Amen. But friend, there's never a time, amen, that it's right to make a covenant with a snake. Hallelujah. There was a saying, and there's a book out, amen, talking about communists, and it says one thing that you could trust a communist to be, and that's a communist. Hallelujah. No matter what treaties are signed, no matter what headway is made, there's one thing you can trust a communist to be, and that's a communist. And there's one thing you can trust the devil to be, and that's the devil. Can somebody shout amen? And so they wanted to make a covenant with a snake. Amen. And you know what Nahas said? The snake said, he said, okay, I'll make a covenant. I'll sign the treaty with you. But on one condition, that you'll come out here and let me thrust out all your right eyes. Amen. Glory to God. Now I wonder why the snake wanted their right eye. You know, Jesus in the 5th chapter of the book of Matthew, he talked about the right eye, not only the right eye, but the right hand. And you know, nowadays we just let, Stephen's a southpaw, my oldest boy, and we just let southpaws be southpaws, left-handers be left-handers. But it used to be, and not too long ago, that if you came up using your left hand, mama or daddy would try to get you to use the right hand. Because the world is for right-handers. The world is, for the most part, made for right-handers. Amen, that's right. I mean, you got to turn your guitar upside down if you're left-handed, or get another one. Amen, that's right. Amen. And I suppose that's the way it was then, but even if it wasn't, I believe Jesus was talking about that dominant side, whichever side it was, that side that had the most dexterity, that side that could actually focus better, if you will, or, amen, quicker, amen, if you will. Amen. And the reason why the old snake, amen, he wanted their right eyes, because when they would go out to battle, amen, they would carry their shield in their left hand, they would carry their sword in their right hand, and if they was going to look out, amen, and see, amen, where the enemy was, then they would peek up on the extreme right-hand corner of the shield, amen, with what eye? It would be their right eye. I know this seems simple, amen, but you hear me. Amen. They didn't have to expose their whole head. Amen. But the old snake knew that if he took out their right eye, that they'd never be the soldier that they once were. Amen. He knew they would, amen, they had the tendency to want to repent and go back to their God. And he knew if he was going to make a covenant with them, he'd have to maim them to the point, amen, where they could never give him the trouble, amen, that they might have once could. Can somebody shout amen or something tonight? Glory to God. I'm telling you tonight, don't make a covenant with a snake. Amen. He's going to maim you. Amen. You're not going to come away, amen, unscathed. You're not going to walk away unaffected. Amen. He will do something to you to assure that you'll not give him the trouble that you may have once given him. That you'll not be the warrior that you once were. Will somebody shout amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So there was an attack. Amen. Without any help. And then I want you to notice in verse number 3, there was asking for help. And the elders of Jabez said unto him, give us 7 days respite that we may send messengers to all the coasts of Israel. And if there be no man to save us, then we will come out to thee. Amen. There was asking. They asked for help. Glory to God. I mean, they're on the right track. Amen. Some folks are so stubborn, so proud that they won't ask for help. You got to admit that you need help in order to ask for help. I know we're all so spiritual that none of us need help. And we just all float around, don't even touch the ground here at the Highway of Holiness. But I'll tell you the truth, amen, this soon-to-be Georgia boy, amen, there's oftentimes he needs help. Hallelujah. And I'm not too proud to ask for it, amen. I've been proud before and suffered enough and realized, hey, that ain't the way to go. Amen, because there is help in the asking. Will somebody shout amen? I want you to notice here that they asked the snake, or Nahash, the Ammonite, they asked him and his tribe, give us 7 days respite. And we're going to send people out. We're going to send messengers and try to get some help. And I'm almost taken back. I was almost surprised when the snake complied to their request, apparently, because they did send messengers out. And they did ask for help. And I wonder why in the world would he do such a thing? Why would the snake, why would Nahash, he had them where he wanted them, even, but then he would give them 7 days so they could send for help. Well, the reason why that the snake let them send for help and give them 7 days is because he didn't think that they would get any help. Somebody shout amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He didn't think anybody would hear their cry. He didn't think anybody would come to their rescue. Glory to God. I can almost see the devil got some folks cornered, amen, in this day and time, amen, here at the Highway of Holiness, because he don't think you're going to get any help. Even if you do ask, take all the time you want, brother. Take all the time you want, sister. Amen. Besides this, I guess the reason why he thought that they wouldn't get any help is because really, actually, they didn't deserve any help. This tribe of Jabez-Gilead, amen, didn't deserve any help. Not because they were dry. That's never a reason why someone doesn't deserve help. That's never a reason not to help someone just because we're dry. Because we, amen, that's all common to us one time or another. Amen. But the reason why they didn't deserve any help is, if you Bible readers remember back in the 19th and the 20th and 21st chapter of the book of Judges, you remember the story unfolded where the Levite's concubine had played the harlot, and he went after her, and his father-in-law had detained him for a long time, so he got a late start and he went to get her, and on the way back it was becoming late, so he stopped at Gibeah, I believe, Gibeah, and there at Gibeah there was an old man that befriended him. And he took him in, took in his concubine, took in his servant. And they was going to spend the night there, but there were some men there of Gibeah that, I don't know any other way to say it, but they wanted this Levite to commit homosexual acts with him. Amen. I think Brother Collins ought to have a talk show, don't you? On the radio. Hallelujah. Amen. I heard some of them clinical psychologists, amen, they called in and said, my son's gay. And they asked a stupid question like, well, is he a Christian? Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Well, of course he's not a Christian. Amen. He's gay. He's a queer. Amen. He's a homosexual. Amen. He's full of the devil. That's what I tell him. But they asked a stupid question like, is he a Christian? Well, of course he is. But these men, they wanted to commit a homosexual act, amen, with the Levites that had come, the visitors. Amen. And the old man pleaded with them. And the old man tried his best. So eventually, amen, out of pressure and have to, they sent out the concubine that had played the harlot. Amen. And they abused her and beat her all the night long. And the next morning, she died clutched to the doorpost. Amen. Where her master was spending the night. And when the Levite came out and saw her, amen, he cut her into pieces and sent it out to all the hosts of Israel. Amen. And people got to checking. Amen. There was an uproar in Israel. Who'd done this thing? And they found out these wicked men that had done this were of the tribe of Benjamin. And so they gathered together and they went down to the tribe of Benjamin. And they said, give us these men, because we need to execute them. We need to get rid of and kill this sin. It ought not to be so in Israel. Amen. And you know what the Benjamites did? They said, amen. In my paraphrase, they said, no, you can't have it. Hallelujah. I'm surprised, amen. And it's still, I see examples of it all the time, how blood is thicker than water. I'm not telling you to completely ignore your relatives and your children, and I want you to love them, but sin is sin. I don't care what their last name is. Sin is sin. Could I hear an amen? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, amen. So a civil war of sorts ensued because Benjamin would not deliver these men. And the rest of Israel had gathered, those that came, had gathered against them, and they went into battle. And the first day they lost miserably. And the second day they lost miserably again. Matter of fact, Benjamin, in those first 2 days, slayed 38,000 men of Israel and of Judah. And the people of Israel, they began to pray. God, if we've made a mistake here, we've done something wrong, if we've done this errantly. And God said, go down tomorrow and I'll give you, amen, the battle. And of course, God was true to his word, and they went down the next day and God gave them the victory. Amen. And I said that to say this. After they had taken those men and executed them and got rid of this sin, amen, they got to counting up the tribes got involved, amen, in this sin killing. And when they tallied them up, among the tribes that did not come to the battle was none other than Jabesh Gilead. Hallelujah. Amen. So I guess Nahash probably knew this. And he probably thought folks probably would have remembered it, and they probably did. Amen. When they needed help, you didn't go help them. Amen. So I'll give you 7 days because they ain't going to forget that. They're not going to forgive that. And you ain't going to get no help. Will somebody shout amen? Amen. But you know what? They sent out those messengers and they sent them to Saul of Gibeah, or Gibeah of Saul. Amen. Saul means ass. Gibeah means hills. And that's almost shouting ground right there. Amen. Did not David say, and Brother Jamie quoted it, amen, already in this service tonight. Amen. David said, I will lift up my eyes into the hills. Amen. From which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So they came to the right place. Amen. But you said, Brother Blanton, this is really meaning people helping people and soldier helping soldier. And I'm trying to hurry. Amen. And this is how that plays out. Amen. You know, I don't believe that everybody is in the valley of dry testimony all at one time. Even in my experience being married with my wife, amen, for all these years, amen, there's been many times I've been down and discouraged. Amen. But she was up on the mountain and she was up on the hill. And she said, come on, Paul, let's go preach another revival. Let's go do something else for God. And there's been times when she's been down and discouraged. And thank God we weren't both down at the same time. Listen, husband and wife, if you ever both get down at the same time, amen, you are in trouble. You're on dangerous ground. Amen. I don't believe it's the will of God to you. I don't believe it's the will of God for a whole church to be going through the same valley at the same time. Amen. to illustrate this, I'm not meaning that God has ever been discouraged or God's ever been dry. No, God forbid. But when God and Moses was up on the mountain, amen, and God said the children of Israel had sinned, he said, I'm going to wipe out the whole bunch of them. Amen. Moses wasn't with him on it. He said, no, amen, don't do it. Amen. If you blot them out, blot me out also. So God said, okay, I won't do it. Amen. It wasn't long. Moses came down from the mountain. He seen how wicked they had done, and he ran back to the mountain. He said, God, I want you to wipe out the whole bunch of them. Amen. But God said, no, I'm not going to do it. Amen. If God and Moses would have ever got together, amen, he would have wiped out the whole bunch of them. Amen. And friend, amen, if we're all down in the valley of dry testimony together, amen, the devil's got us for sure, but I don't believe it's that way to you. Amen. So certainly, amen, they ask of the hills. Amen. And up on the hills, there's some saints up there. Amen. There, I believe there's always some saints up there. Amen. And down in the valley of dry testimony, amen, there's always somebody there. And I thank God if I'm down there, I know some of you will be up there. And I can ask of the hills, and you can wave me on. You can say, come on, preacher. Amen. You can say, come on, soldier. Will somebody shout amen? And from the mountaintop they heard the cry, ye shall have help. Would you lift your hand to heaven and praise the Lord? Hallelujah. 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 Matter of fact, if you're here tonight and you're feeling good, it is your responsibility to help those that aren't. And if you're here tonight and on the mountaintop, it's your obligation, amen, to sing the songs of Zion. Amen. It's your obligation, amen, to preach the word and be instant in season, out of season. Amen. It's your obligation, amen, to testify a victorious testimony. It's your obligation to lend a helping hand to someone that's down in the valley of dry testimony. Amen. I'm feeling the Lord just a little bit right now. Amen. It's our obligation to those that are down tonight. Are you down? Amen. Let's say I was up. Let's just say I am. Maybe I am. Sometimes I don't know. Sometimes I'm in transit. Amen. Sometimes I'm in between. But let's say I'm up tonight and you're down. It's my obligation, amen, to yell out to you and to call to you, ye shall have help. Amen. That's how we're going to make it, amen, through this new millennium. That's how we're going to make it, my friend, another year. That's how we're going to make it through another battle. That's how we're going to make it through another onslaught of the enemy. Amen. It's pilgrim helping pilgrim. It's soldier helping soldier. It's Christian helping Christian. Amen. Would you lift your hand to heaven and praise the Lord that there is help tonight. Ye shall have help. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, amen, it wouldn't do any harm for you to look at your neighbor and say, ye shall have help. Yeah. It wouldn't do any harm for you to look at your husband or wife or your children and say, ye shall have help. It'd be no harm for him and me and this preacher to shake hands and me to look at him and say, brother, ye shall have help. What am I saying? I'm going to see to it that he gets help. Amen. I'm going to see to it, amen, that you get help. Somebody shout amen. I mean, it may be spiritually, and that's really what I'm preaching. It may be monetarily. Amen. It may be affection. Amen. It may be, and I'll get on that in just a minute if the Lord will let me. Amen. But it is our responsibility. Amen. It is our obligation. Amen. To help them that are in need. You may say, Brother Blanton, they didn't help us when we needed help. I couldn't find them nowhere when I needed help. Amen. So bless God. God, let them get help any way they can get help. But friend, if somebody needs help, they need help. Somebody's got to help them. Somebody's got to come to their rescue. Amen. Somebody's going to have to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. Amen. Somebody's going to have to go to them and say, ye shall. I don't care what they've done. I don't care where they've been. Amen. I don't care how deep in sin they've gotten. Amen. I don't care how many times they've made mistakes. Amen. I don't care how many times they've been in. How many times they've been out. I don't care how much they have forsaken us. It is our obligation, amen, to tell them, we're going to help you, brother. We're going to help you, sister. Ye shall have help. Amen. There was, amen, not only the asking for help, but there was assistance to help. And this assistance had emotion. Did you notice when the children of Israel heard these things, they lifted up their voice and they wept. Hallelujah. Are you not concerned, amen, of what the enemy is doing to our people. Not only this, but when Saul seen the people weaken, heard them crying, said, what's going on here? And they told him the story. Amen. He got mad in our vernacular. The Bible says he got angry. Hallelujah. See, there was another emotion. They wept and they got angry. And when I see what the devil's doing to some of my friends and acquaintances, it doesn't make me mad at that individual, but it makes me mad at the devil. When I see what he's doing to our teenagers, glory to God, it doesn't make me mad at them. It doesn't make me want to stick up my nose at them. It makes me mad at the devil. How many's mad tonight? Amen. How many seen your brother in need? Amen. And that's got a hold of you. Amen. How many, amen, would like to be a good Samaritan instead of, amen, the Levites are crossing the road and going on and the priests are going on? Amen. How many would have compassion? How many would open up the bowels of their compassion if you know how dwelleth the love of God in you? My God in heaven. You say, I love God, but you love not your brother. You say, you love God whom you have not seen, and you love not your brother, amen, whom you have seen. Amen. James, amen, that practical theologian said, that man is a liar. Will somebody shout glory? Amen. Friend, we got some that need help, certainly, in a congregation this side on Saturday night, the Highway of Holiness. Amen. Certainly, there's somebody that needs help. Amen. How many of us will rally around them? Amen. Watch for signs, amen, of them to ask, amen, for help. Amen. And run to their rescue. Send word. You may not be able to write them a check right now. Amen. But won't you send them an IOU? Amen. Won't you send them and say, well, I can't give it to you right now. Amen, but oh, help is on the way. Amen, help is on the way. Amen, why don't we lift our hands in the highway, hold us, and praise the Lord. Not only was there an emotion to this assistance to help, but there was also an empowerment. When Saul heard these things, amen, it's interesting to know he got angry. And the Bible said the Spirit of God came upon Saul, and his anger was kindled greatly. Amen. He had a spiritual, amen, experience here. Hallelujah. If we're really going to help somebody, amen, we're going to have to be full of the Spirit. We're going to have to get out of the shallow water Brother Jamie was preaching about and dive on in. I'm a diving in. Amen. I'm going deep. Glory to God. Amen. If you find a brother taking in a fault, let him who is spiritual go to such a one. I'm telling you what, friend, my sermon won't help you unless it's anointed. My song won't help you unless it's anointed. Amen. Our testimonies won't help this world, this lost and dying world, unless it's anointed. Amen. We must have the unction. Amen. We must have not only the emotion. Amen. I know there's some preaching against the emotion, but I believe, amen, that emotion goes with the empowerment. Amen. And I believe, friend, amen, it'll work. Amen. I believe it'll help. Amen. Get so full of the Holy Ghost that you can help somebody. Amen. I say get so full of the Holy Ghost, amen, that you can be an assistant. Amen. And you can be an assistance to help. Hallelujah. Amen. I also want you to look quickly at the expedience, amen, of this help. Amen. He numbered them in Bezek. That simply means, being interpreted, lightning. Amen. He didn't send word to them and say, well, we're going to have a meeting and, amen, we're going to study the situation and talk about it in the committee and we'll get back with you in a week or two. Amen. Amen. They don't need help in a week or two. They need help now. Amen. Amen. Bezek means lightning. Amen. We'll get right on it. Matter of fact, you go back and tell, amen, Jabez Gilead, tell your people, tomorrow by the time the sun gets hot, ye shall have help. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody may need help right now. Amen. We need somebody that will help now. Well, I got to get prayed up and ready to help. No. Amen. We need to stay up and ready to help. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not like Brother Collins. I don't wear a suit all the time. I've outgrown most of a suit jacket. Just bought a suit the other day for the funeral. Amen. Amen. But Brother Collins wears a suit all the time. Amen. But friend, amen, I'm ready to help. Somebody needs prayer. I want to help. I want to pray for them. Amen. I want to have enough spirituality. I want to be enough prepared. Amen. That I can give a good word of the Lord. That I can give a good answer. Amen. Not in a month when I've studied the situation, when I've studied the subject. But I want to be able to help somebody now, because that's when they need the help. Amen. So that is the expedience of it. And I want you also to notice, amen, the entirety of the help of that assistance. Amen. This assistance had an entirety to it. Amen. Not two of them, the Bible said in verse number 11. Amen. When they came in there and they fought the enemy, when they fought Nahash, the Ammonite, and his people, amen, they scattered the enemy so much that there were not two of them left together. Amen. The entirety of the help. Amen. Our problem is we're letting them congregate. Hallelujah. Amen. We fought it so far, and amen, we look at the clock at 9 o'clock. Amen. You'd had to done it 15 minutes ago if you did. Amen. And we'll say, well, that's enough, Brother Blanton. We got food out here. But hey, friend, amen, we need some lasting help. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. I don't know if I'm any match for one little imp. I don't know about that. But I know, amen, I stand a better chance with one of them than I do four or five of them together. Amen. I'd be a whole lot more encouraged if I just see one alone. I can keep my eye on him. If I just see one of them, I can keep my eye on him. Amen. But there's a whole bunch of them gathered around and they're congregating. Amen. I know, amen, I can't keep, amen, tabs on all of them at the same time. I can't keep tabs on all those different temptations and all those different attacks on every hand. Amen. But I believe God wants us to help you tonight, my friend. Amen. That thing which has been troubling you, that thing that's almost brought you under, I believe God wants to drive it so far out. Amen. That not even two of them are left together. I believe he wants to give you the kind of help, amen, that's complete, entire, whole. Would you lift a hand to heaven, highway horse? And would you praise the Lord? I want you to notice finally, and I'm closing, the action because of the help. There was the attack without help, and there was the asking for help, and there was the assistance of help. And now, amen, I see here, amen, in verse number 12, the action because of help. When this was said and done, and they come in and won the battle, amen, they asked Samuel a question. I want you to know it's important to notice that they asked Samuel the question. They said, who is it that said, Shall, amen, that's a tongue twister for me anyway. Shall Saul reign over us? Who are they? I can almost hear them say, why you want to know, boys? Because we're going to kill them. That's one way to get rid of your church trouble, Brother Collins. Just kill them. Glory to God. Amen. And Saul overheard this apparently. He said, hey, wait a minute, boys. Wait a minute. You see, the church was split just a little bit. Amen. Some of them wanted Saul real bad. Some of them didn't want him at all. Hallelujah. And so, amen, they was divided. You can't do nothing with a divided church. Amen. And Saul overheard it and said, no, boys. Amen. There ain't nobody going to be killed today, because God has wrought a great victory. You know what they did? They got down there, and amen, and they, amen, they went to Gibeah, amen, or Gilgal, and they offered offerings, amen, of peace offerings unto the Lord, my God in heaven. Amen. I'm telling you what, that's what we need among us. I said that's what we need among us. Amen. I heard Todd Smith preach one time about the real enemy. Amen. The real enemy ain't Sister Collins. It ain't Colonel Collins or amen, whatever. Amen. That ain't the real enemy. Amen. You're not my real enemy, but the devil's our enemy. Amen. I said the devil's our enemy. Amen. So we need to be at peace with one another. Amen. There are not to be no isms or schisms. Amen. We have to love one another. Will somebody shout amen? Hallelujah. We ought to be, amen, at peace. I said at peace. If you think of your brother having aught with you, amen, you come and you bring your gift to the altar, leave it there, amen, go to that one, make it right, amen, in my paraphrase, and then come back. Will somebody shout amen? You want to have another revival, amen, you want to have another move of God in your family, amen, let's be at peace with each other. Let's help one another. It would revolutionize our churches, amen, if we look each other in the eye and say, ye shall have help. Amen. I believe the devil would fear and tremble. See, I'm closing my notebook. I'm closing my Bible. See, it's closed. Amen. Glory to God. I believe the devil would fear and tremble. Hallelujah. I believe he would. Amen. If we got together. Amen. Brother Collins, ye shall have help. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Ward, Brother Lloyd. Amen. Glory to God. Ye shall have help. Brother Barker, ye shall have help. I may not do much. I may not be able to do much. But what I can do, I'm going to put it in action. What I can do, I will do. Somebody shout amen. Now, I'm just feeling just wonderful about this thing right here. Amen. But Sister Barker, amen, won't you look over at Sister Collins and tell her ye shall have help. Hallelujah. Amen. Won't you, some of you, look at each other, shake one another's hand and say, ye shall have help. Glory to God. Ye shall have help. Ye shall have help. Ye shall have the help. May come from Indiana. It may come from Georgia. Hallelujah. It may come from Paducah, Kentucky. Amen. But ye shall have help. You just stand your feet all over the building tonight. If you're here tonight and you need help, I believe here at the Highway of Holiness, all you have to do is ask for it. Won't you ask for help? Not everybody is where you're at right now, but some of us have been right there. I believe all you have to do, I know all you have to do, is lift that hand and walk down this aisle, stand before this congregation. There'll be people running off the hillsides with good things to give you. You need help right now? Can't walk another mile. Can't make it another day. Well, there's help right now. Hallelujah. What about helpers? Hallelujah. Helpers? What about it? Helpers? Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You need help tonight? You're in the right place. Saul said, tell them people, before the sun gets hot tomorrow, ye shall have help. And you know what? Amen. The men of Jabesh Gilead, the Bible said they were glad. They were glad. And the victory was won. Amen. Church, let's help each other. Let's help each other tonight.